Our buddy Steve Wino of the Associated Press helps us do just that. Swino, nationally, there was not a lot of love for the Capitals going into the year. A, what was your expectation? And B, what do you make of 10 points here over the last five games, all wins, four in regulation?
Yeah, GP, there's definitely not a whole lot of expectation externally on this team. And I thought they were a bubble team in or out, just like they were last year. No doubt an improved roster with Pierre-Luc Dubois, with Matt Roy, with Jacob Chychrun, kind of a rebuilt fourth line, a rebuilt blue line, bring in Logan Thompson. My sort of fear was the Devils are better. There are teams in the East who are sort of gotten better, but the Capitals have gotten off to a great start. I mean, they were kind of put in a schedule loss disadvantage in the home opener against the Devils, who were playing their fourth game. Capitals playing their first, couldn't get their legs under them. But once they've gotten everything together, they've gotten offense points from 16, 17 different guys. They've gotten solid goaltending so far. It's still a very early sort of small sample size for the team, but there's a lot to be positive and optimistic about.
Swano, what's real and what's not with this start? In other words, I love Tom Wilson more than the next man, but he's not scoring 70 goals this year. You know what I mean? So you could put that in the not category. But what is sustainable out of this start, do you think?
I think the balance on defense, and especially when they get Matt Roy back from this injury that he had in the opener, that this defense is legitimate and John Carlson is not going to have to play 27 minutes a night throughout the season. He's not going to have to play more than any other player in the NHL. Jacob Chychrun is a legitimate number one defenseman of the present and future for this team. I know the Capitals were interested in trying to get him when they got Rasmus Sandin, but he is in the real category. And I think Pierre-Luc Dubois and sort of the Strome Dubois, Hendrix LaPierre down the middle to Nick Dowd is a real sustainable sort of part of this. Yes, Tom Wilson, unsustainable to be on a 60-70 goal pace throughout the season, but I do think a lot of people, Danny, who said that Tom Wilson's contract was bad or that it wouldn't age properly, maybe it won't 4 or 5 years from now, but right now he's still a power forward in this league who can produce at a big level.
Connor McMichael has 3 goals and 5 assists and 8 points through 6 games. That's the same as what Connor McDavid has done, by the way, in 7 games.
Just a couple of Connors.
I kid because I care, but I will say, I do think Mikey's been maybe their best player. Is that crazy?
No, I don't think it's crazy, and certainly has been better than we expected on the wing. Because I remember a couple of years ago with Peter Laviolette that he kept moving McMichael back and forth between center and wing and thought he played better at center and all the responsibilities. But if you train Connor McMichael, instead of trying to be your third-line center of the future, to be your second-line left wing of the present, that might be where he fits in really well. The chemistry on that line with Pierre-Luc Dubois and Tom Wilson has been terrific so far, and Spencer Carberry has kind of put him in the right position to succeed. We're starting to see players, maybe Hendrix LaPierre struggling a little bit or early in the season, trying to kind of find his way in different line mates and that sort of thing. But Connor McMichael is a year ahead of LaPierre in his development and is that kind of player who the Capitals have been counting on to be part of their core.
How big is the gap between Thompson and Lindgren? Could you park your car or do you need dental floss?
No, dental floss. And my biggest concern long-term of the season is these guys need to stay healthy. And I think this is why Scott Murray and Spencer Carberry are rotating, sort of like the Boston Bruins did last year with Jeremy Swayman and Linus Ullmark, of doing every other game, because you can have $2 million a year combined work really well if their bodies don't wear down, if there's no injuries there. I think it's a perfect 1A, 1B, 1B, 1A, depending on what day it is. And maybe one of these goalies has a couple bad games and it turns into one guy has the hot hand and starts rolling. But this rotation sort of thing is what the Capitals envision. And if you can keep this rolling until April, really can work if these guys stay healthy.
Swano, last night, Ovi got an empty netter. So he's got 2 on the year, on pace for 27. He needs 39 to tie Gretzky and 40 to pass him. It's too early to say slow start, but statistically speaking, just 2 goals with an empty netter through 6 games, obviously not a fast start. How much of a chance do you give him to break the record this year?
Still, you're saying there's a chance. Like, he does have a chance because this is a guy who has heated up at times, and we saw what he did the second half of last year. I still wouldn't bet the mortgage on that. I still think there's a good chance that he gets between 25 and 30, 35 this year, and to be on the doorstep of getting there. But this is a next season sort of conversation, I think. If somehow Alex Ovechkin breaks this record this year, the Capitals are soaring into the playoffs.
So I know as these lines are, I mean, it was pretty interesting to me that after 1 game, Ovechkin moved to the right side, right? Like, how much shuffling do you expect early on the season? We haven't noticed. Everything's fine because they ripped off five straight wins and scored a million goals a game. But how much do you think there's going to be some shuffling around here early until maybe we kind of get a bit more settled?
Yeah, I think Spencer Carberry, really from the start of camp, was thinking about putting Alex Ovechkin on the right side at age 39, try to give him a little bit less sort of wear and tear and amount of skating he has to do in the defensive zone and take a little bit of load off him. But the way that the roster was put together by Brian McClellan and now Chris Patrick allows movable parts, whether it's Tony Milano in, Jacob Vrana in, out, Connor McMichael can play the left, can play center, Alex Ovechkin can play either side, Alexi Protas can play either side. I think you're going to see a lot of movement in that way. I think the top nine is pretty stuck of what it is, and you have the Radish, Duhaime, and Nick Dowd fourth line, but there's a lot of shuffling that the coaching staff has the ability to do just given how this roster was constructed.
So, Swanup, thank you as always, buddy. Talk soon.
Thanks, guys. Talk to you soon.
Yeah, man.